You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it, we're glad in it. We thank God for another time and another opportunity to come into your homes, into your cars, and that by our Cypress audience, we want to thank you for God has blessed us to come into your home, in your cars. But guess what? By the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your what? AM dial. I want you to know that God is still with you. I want you to know, guess what? You're in time for your miracle. Things are getting ready to happen. Things are getting ready to take place. Because why? He still lives and he's on the throne. He's on the throne today. So don't worry. Don't worry. Don't fear. Because he's on the throne today. Don't give up. Come on. It may look like you're in a tight place. It may seem like you're not coming out. But I stopped by to tell you today that the God that we serve is able to do a signal abundant for all we think or ask, because he's still on the throne. Don't give up. Don't give out. Listen, let's go to the throne of grace right quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, Father, that you have allowed us to come into the ear gates, into the eye gates of your people, Father. We thank you now, God, that all their needs are met, Father. Nothing missing, nothing lacking. Hallelujah, nothing broken. But Father, we thank you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I want to get in because I got a little few of things I want to do. Thank you and all of this stuff. I want to thank God for our elect lady. Amen. Hallelujah, Lady Watkins. God bless you. My wife, we love you. God bless you. Thank God for you. Our church mother, Mother Brown, bless you. Thank God for all our prophetess. Amen. At the church there. Amen. At the places where we worship, praise our God, and to all our elders and evangelists, and to all of the saints of God that make up the great congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want you to know God is still good. Listen, I want to give a special thanks out to everyone. Everyone, everybody, come on, that came out for our night of royalty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our fourth annual night of royalty was on Saturday night. It was something. My God, the place was very beautiful. Praise God. I'm telling you, it was good. All I want to give a special thanks to all of you. Come on, Mother Cleo Weaver. Praise God, excuse me. Come, Mother Cleo Weaver came and just blew the roof off. Come on here. Hallelujah. I want to give a special thanks out to Sister Patricia Barbara Hickman. Oh, my God, just saturated the place. Oh, my God, I tell you. I want to give a special thanks out to Ashley. I mean, all the way from South Carolina. Just came and just broke the place down again in songs. Praise God. Thank you so much. And the special thanks, come on, I can't forget these little twin dancing girls, the twin setters. Oh my God, they danced up under the power of the Holy Ghost. It was something in that place on Saturday. And a special thanks to our speaker, the man come all the way from the windy place, Chicago. Amen, hallelujah. None other than Apostle Dr. Ken Fuller. Oh my God, he came, praise God. Pastor Dr. Gallon, they were in, they surprised me, came up, praise God. It was West Palm Beach, Sister Pastor Dr. Tan, she was there, her and her, some of her members, that was God's people, and everybody, all the saints made a great success. Praise God, all the way from Alabama, praise God, Pastor Jamal Moses and Evangelist Carissa Moses, come on, oh my God, my daughter and son, I thank God for them, they were up, they came up, Tallahassee was in the house, everybody from everywhere came and made this a great success on Saturday night. It was something. Thank God for all of you. Special thanks to our coordinator, decorator. Amen. Pastor Deborah Davis. Amen. I mean, oh, it was so eloquent. Had the place all magnificent. It was really, thank y'all so much. For then special thanks out to those that you know, came. Special thanks out to you that you know, gave something towards it. Thank you so much. Amen. Audrey Edwards, Sister Audrey Edwards, thank you. God bless you. Sister Juanita Spells, Houston, praise God. Thank you. Oh, my God. I just to name a few. God, just to thank you all. Thank you so much. And it was such a blessing. And the man of God, again, Apostle Dr. Kenneth Fuller, all the way from Chicago, came and broke the bread of life to us. And not only did he break the bread of life to us on Saturday, but guess what? He was with us on Sunday, right there at the Powerful Healer and Deliverance Tip. He was right there on yesterday. Praise God. Thank all of you that came up. The saints of God came up and got hotels and stayed up. Amen. To be throughout the whole entire weekend. Oh, praise God. Listen, get ready for next year. The Lord's will. Get ready. You'll be hearing more about it. You'll be hearing more about it. Amen. That'll be the 15th and the night of royalty. Next year, the Lord spare our lives. You'll be hearing more about where it's going to be and what it's going to go on. All right, I look to see you in the move of God in some of the services. Amen. Praise our God. Listen, pray for the bereavement family. Pray for those that are going through bereavement hour right now. Pray for them that God will see them through. Pray for them that the enemy is trying to attack their bodies, that God is a healer. I want to get into the word right quick. Special thanks to all of you once again. God bless you. Bless your hearts. Listen. We know what the word of God says. And on the lines that I was talking about, amen, for a few minutes ago, praise God, I was just talking about how, you know, you don't have to worry, you don't have to fear, because guess what? God is with us. God is with us, and he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. So don't worry, don't fear, don't fret. God's going to do it. Listen, I want to go to the word of God right quick. It's going to bless your heart. This is going to bless your heart. Amen. It's going to bless you. According to Philippians 4, and I want to start probably around, let's see, the 19th verse. It says Philippians 4 and 19. But my God, I like that. My God, it's personal. But my God shall do what? My God shall supply all my needs. Listen, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret today. Because according to what the word of God says, he said, my God shall supply all my needs. All your needs is met. All your needs is met right now. You don't have to fret. You don't have to give in. You don't have to give out. You don't have to worry about nothing. Because he said, according to the word right here, see what we have to do as the body of Christ. We've got to start putting these words into action. We cannot walk in fear. We cannot walk in doubt. We cannot walk in unbelief. Because what the word of God has already stated, according to the word of God, Philippians 4:19, he said, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. It's no shortage in heaven. It's no shortage. Amen. So guess what? If you're a believer, I'm a believer, we're trusting in God no matter what it looks like, according to the word of God. But my God, you got to make this personal. Take this word off these pages and make it personal. He said, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his, not nobody else, according to his riches. Ah, God, his riches. There's no shortage in God. There's no lightness in God. Come on. There's nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken in God. Because guess what? He is the supplier. He is the warehouse. He is the vault. Come on. Let's be real. He got it all. So why would you worry? Why would you fret when he said, but my God just supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not by man. Man can't do it. But it's by Christ Jesus that my needs are met. It's by Christ Jesus that your needs is met. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. He's still on the throne. You can't worry. You can't
scratch yourself, you can't twiddle your thumbs and be shake at odds, because it seems like things are not being met. It seems like you're not coming out. It seems like you're not coming through. But stick with the word of God. But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. There's no shortage in heaven. There's no shortage in him. Hallelujah. Now unto the God of our Father. Now unto the God of our Father. Our Father. My Father. Your Father. Come on here. Be glory. Be glory. Nobody else get the glory. Nobody else get the glory. Nobody else get the honor. Be glory forever and ever. And he said, amen. Come on. Because guess what? God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do concerning you. So you don't have to worry. Young man, young woman, middle-aged man, middle-aged woman. You don't have to worry. Hallelujah. Young man, come on. You don't have to worry. Young lady, you don't have to worry. All we got to do is trust in God. I'm going to say it again. I've been setting it down from time to time. The old patriarchs, such as W.R. Schombach, come on, the evangelist. He used to say, when he got ready to go off, you don't have any troubles. All you need is faith in God. You don't have any troubles today. Because all you need is faith in God. All you need to know that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And there's nothing that you can't ask God for and God don't come through for you. Every one of your needs is met today. Every one of your needs is met tomorrow. Every one of your needs is met next month. Why? Because there's no shortage in heaven. In God's word. There's no. The Bible said Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. So guess what? You got to believe God. You got to trust God. When you can't trace him, you got to know that you know, hallelujah, that God is still who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Come on. David said this, I once was young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You know why the seed can beg it bread? Because guess what? Guess why he couldn't beg it bread? Because the seed produced after his own kind. Whatever's in you. Whatever's in you. If you got the seed of the righteous, come on. You got the seed of God's word in you. It's going to produce. It's going to produce. It's going to produce. Come on. Because the seed produced after his own kind. That's why your needs is met. Because it's a seed of the word of God. That's why it's nothing missing, nothing like it, nothing broken. Because it's the seed of the word of God that's planted. Hallelujah. And we cannot walk by sight. Praise God. We cannot walk by fear. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must walk by this word. Come on here. According, he said, and my God, and your God shall supply all. I'm teaching real good. All your needs is met today. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to give up. You don't have to give out. I stopped in to tell somebody today, you can make it if you believe. You can make it if you confess this word. Because why? All your needs is met today. All your needs is met today. I'm going to say it again. All your needs is met today. Don't worry about your children, because God got them in his hand. Don't worry about your spouse. God got them in his hand. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't worry about your family. God has it. Have them in his hand. He's going to do what? According to his word. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. All your needs is met. Somebody need to say it with me. All my needs is met. Come on. If you're out there in radio land. Hallelujah. I might not can hear you. But if you got this, you got to put it into the atmosphere. If you're right here on Twitter or on TikTok and you're watching me, Facebook, you need to type it in and say, all my needs is met. And this is what you need to dwell on. You don't need to dwell on. Come on here. It doesn't look like I'm going to make it. It don't feel like I'm going to make it. No, the word of God said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. And you need to say, all my needs is met. There's nothing missing. There's nothing lacking, broken. My body is healed. Come on here. Hallelujah. I'm healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Come on here. And all my needs is met. Come on. He said, beloved, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So guess what? All my needs are met according to his word. Everything, God bless you, Sister Patty Harvey. All my needs is met. Come on. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing lacking. Because all my needs is met today. All your needs is met today. Praise our God. Praise our God. And I want you to know today. I want you to believe it. I want you to know it. And I want you to say it. And I want you to confess it. I want you to walk in it. I want you to talk in it. I want you to rest in it. All my needs is met. Come on. Don't let nobody tell you, come on, that God can't do it. God can do anything. He can do anything. That's why it says in the open, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. There is no shortage in heaven. There is no shortage in glory. There is no shortage in glory today. But what we must do as believers, we must keep confessing. We must keep believing that God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. He's not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he spoke it, he's going to do it. That's why all your needs is met. That's why you can come up out of what you're in. That's why you can come through and come over, come cross, come on here. What you're in and what you're going through, you can come out of it. Because why? All your needs is met. And you don't have to walk by fear today. You don't have to walk by worry today. You don't have to walk by frustration today. You don't have to walk by like everything. No, you walk in peace because all your needs is met. You're not going to walk in frustration because all your needs is met. Your heart is not going to be troubled because all your needs is met. Praise our God. All my needs is met. Come on. Nothing, again, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, because he is the supplier. Who is the supplier? Jesus Christ himself, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I will not walk in fear. You got to tell that devil, I will not walk in fear because all my needs is met. I will not, my heart will not be troubled because all my needs is met. Come on here. I'm not going to worry because all my needs is met. Come on here. If I'm going to worry, I ain't going to pray. And if I'm going to pray, hallelujah, I ain't going to worry. If I'm going to worry, I ain't going to pray. If I'm going to worry, I'm not going to pray. But if I'm going to pray, I'm going to believe God. Because why? All my needs is met. All your needs is met today. We're dwelling on all our needs is met today. It's met. It's met. Hallelujah. It's met. Come on. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. All my needs is met according to his riches and glory. All my needs is met. Come on here. I know it's met because I know what the word say. I know it's met because I'm walking in the word of God. Come on. You got to walk in the word of God today. You can't walk in frustration. You can't walk in what you see. Come on. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Because all our needs are met today. Come on. Praise our God. Let not your heart be troubled. Because your needs is met. Don't give it to the enemy. Come on. Because we are walking by faith. We are walking by faith. What faith is? Faith is already giving you the access to walk out, to step on, and to walk on, and to believe on. Come on. You can't see it, but I know it's there. All my needs is met. Come on. According to the word of God. This is what faith is helping me to believe. This is what, and people say, well, you know, you shouldn't say that. You just, it's a illusion. You just said stuff that ain't even there. Okay, that's what he said. You can't see faith, but faith is believing. Come on. Jesus himself, according to the word of God, in the beginning, Jesus spoke this. Hallelujah. There was nothing according to the word of God. According to the book of Genesis, it was nothing. But he spoke it. Come on. He spoke it. He said, let there be, and there was. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Somebody need to say, let it be, and it's going to happen. Let it be. Why? Because we were walking by faith. Because all our needs is going to be met according to his riches and glory. Jesus said, come on. He said in his word. He saw it. He said it. and he saw it. Then he spoke it into existence. You got to say it, and you got to see it, and you got to believe it. Because guess what? All your needs is met. Hallelujah. Guess what? Your little bit of money that you get, and you, whatever somebody give you, or you working on a job, that ain't meeting your needs. Oh, that was good right there. That ain't meeting your needs. Your little money you get, and if you got a job and you get a paycheck, that's not meeting your needs. That's only, it only just come. It'll be gone before you know. As a matter of fact, it's gone before you even get it. Because you got to do this and you got to do that. Out of that little bit. But according to the scripture, all my needs is met. I'm giving you something right now to last you for a lifetime. All your needs is met. You can't depend on the system. You can't depend on somebody handing you something. That's not going to meet your need. Your seed meet your need. Oh my goodness. Somebody need to go ahead and give me a hand clap right there. Your seed meet your need. You know why your seed meet your need? Because all your needs is met. According to His riches and glory. Your seed meet your need. You ever seen it? And we often say this. And we preach it from about faith standpoint. The little mustard seed. A little mustard seed. It's so tiny, you can't even see it. And if you'll lose it. You'll lose it. Because it's so tiny. But in that little mustard seed. In that little mustard seed. According to the scientists. I don't know how they did that. In that little mustard seed. Is so much. Meet. Come on, let's go to the eyes of faith. He said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, because all your need is going to be met. Oh, this is going to bless you. Blessing me right now. All your needs is met in the little size of a mustard seed faith. You don't have no troubles. Just believe God. All your need is met. Come on. It may look small. It may look, that bless me right now. It may look small. It may look tiny. Come on. It may look like it ain't going to come through. But according to the word of God and according to your faith to believe God that all your need is met right here between this little bit of tiny seed. My goodness. I'm going to have to do a preaching on this again because it blessed me. Everything is in that mustard seed. And the mustard seed have to go into the ground and do what it has to first die. Come on, to come back to life. And out of that mustard seed in the natural, it comes to a full head of mustards everywhere. They mustards don't grow straight up. Mustards grow on the ground and all the dirt, they're sandy. They're real sandy. Out of the sand in your life, because you got that little mustard seed faith, that all your needs is going to be met through all the trouble that you have gone through. That's real good. God going to do it. God has done it. And He will continue to do it. All you need to know that all your needs is met. All you need to believe. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Nothing broken. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming through this. Why? Because all my needs is met. I can do all things. Through Christ that strengthens me. Why? Because all my needs is met. Come on. Praise God. You can do this. You can overcome. You can come out. You can come through. But you got to believe all your needs is met. You can't let the enemy tell you, I'm just working to be working. You can't let the enemy tell you, I got to depend on this. And I don't know no other way income. I don't know what's going to happen. No, all your needs is met. According to Philippians, hallelujah. Philippians 4:19. According to what the word said. It is what the word of God said. Not what man say. It is what the word of God said. Come on here. It's not what man say. Man does not have the last say so. Man does not have the middle say so. Come on. He's the beginning and He's the end. All your needs is met. Praise God. Let me give somebody opportunity to come to the foot of the cross. Guess what? You're out there and you just turn on the radio and you just came on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, however you got me. Praise God. I want to give you an opportunity. You say, Apostle, Dr. Curtis Watkins, I don't know Jesus in the pardon of my sins. And I want to accept him as my Savior, but I don't know how to do it. The Word of God says, according to the Word, he said, if thou shalt confess, if thou shalt believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, you shall be saved. That's what the Word says. If you believe in your heart, say, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you said, I shall be saved. And if you believe that and you confess that, guess what? You're saved. And guess what? All your needs is being met. 2 minutes. All your needs is being met. My engineer done came in and gave me the warning. All your needs is met. Within these 2 minutes, you came in just in time. You confessed this just in time. You believed this just in time. Because all your needs is met. As again, as the great late Dr. Shambach said, you have no troubles. All you need is faith in God. Because guess what? All your needs is met. If you believe that today, and you know it to be true, you ought to give him an amen. You ought to give him a praise. Again, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Listen, Jesus, God don't go bankrupt. He got enough blessings in him for you and me. Don't worry, don't fret, don't fear. God is on your side. Listen, my time is come and gone. It was a privilege and an honor to come into your homes today, in your cars today, in the Whereby Cypress audience. It was a privilege to come in your home. Remember, all your needs is met. Hold your head up high. Guess what? Until Friday, same station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Guess what? It'll be time for your miracle.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.